The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Da 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 da
da da da da. Hello, everyone. Wow, that came out loud. Hello, everyone. How are you?
It didn't come out loud for me.
I think it was mine.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
And you?
I'm good. And this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM, and our sister station,
88.1 WSBR.
Go ahead. We come to you every Thursday talking about
stuff.
All kinds of
stuff.
Your stuff, our stuff, everybody's stuff. That could
everybody's
be a song.
Got some. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's stuff. So if you have any, we love getting your emails.
Yeah.
I always get excited because the emails go to
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And that goes to Bev, and then she sends them to me. So when I get one, I get really excited. And we do have our favorites.
We do.
And although, don't feel bad, if we won't even mention names, because we don't want anybody to feel bad that we don't mention their names, because there's so many.
That's true.
We don't want to, yeah. But we really appreciate it, and we sometimes take your suggestions seriously, and sometimes we don't.
And sometimes we're upset because we ask you for help, and you don't come back to us.
But we do get corrected at times.
When we don't expect it. But that's okay. That's all right.
It's okay. It's really okay.
It's all part of the plan.
We're thick-skinned. We are thick-skinned. I have a quote, or do you want to do your disclosure?
No, you go ahead with your quote.
The way someone treats you is a reflection on how they feel about themselves.
Huh.
Yeah. That's introspective.
That's deep.
Yeah, think about it.
So if I treat you rudely, then I think rudely about myself.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Or you're just taking it out on me. And I didn't deserve it, Bev. I didn't deserve it at all.
I'll try to do better, I promise, I swear.
Yeah, so think about that. The way someone treats you is a reflection on how they think
about
or feel
themselves.
About themselves.
I'm
it's really
remember
about
that one.
Them. So maybe we need to let it bounce off of us.
Hmm.
What is that saying that little kids would say? When a kid called somebody a name, they'd say, bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Rubber,
something
is like glue.
Yeah, your.
It bounces off me, sticks
stick
to you.
Glue. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have a disclaimer. Everybody
right.
knows the disclaimer.
Okay.
If you don't know the disclaimer, I'm not going to try and get it to you.
Then instead of the disclaimer, let's count Kleenex boxes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So,
I think
it was 7.
I'm going to sneak one out.
And now it's 9. And we still have not remembered to ask why. And they are all open.
Nope.
Oh, is that one closed down there at the bottom?
Yep.
I don't know. Lift the top one off and see. I'm surprised. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open! There are 9 Kleenex boxes. Hey, powers that be, we know you listen. We know you listen all the time. We know you're there. Why are there 9 Kleenex boxes in here all open? There's got to be a reason. And I bet it's funny. I'll bet it's a funny reason.
I wonder if... No.
It's just strange.
It gives us something to talk about, too.
It sure does. It sure does.
I have true or false.
Okay.
These are pretty easy.
Okay.
You should have no problem at all.
Oh, I want a challenge. Oh, eyebrows are going up and down. And here we go.
Number one, ASOS stands for As Seen on Screen. Number two, fish cannot blink. Number three, Prince William plays the guitar, piano, and cello.
Oh, really? That one seems like it would be true because it's culture. It's kind of, you know, I'm the prince and I need to do all these things. You know, it's also very surprising when you do think about people that you would not expect to do something.
Cultured?
Well, just something. Like
okay.
Steve Martin. Steve Martin is an amazing banjo player.
Oh, yeah, I've heard him play.
I didn't know that when I first heard him on TV. You know, I'm a wild and crazy guy.
He also has voiced several books.
Yes.
And it's
true.
It's good.
I hugged you this morning when you came in, and I smell so good now. I don't know what's on you. I don't know what's on you. But
it's called Innis, I-N-I-S, and it's an Irish perfume.
Oh, is it from Ireland?
Yes, it is.
Straight, or is it made in China?
No.
Straight from Ireland. I smell Irish today. I think I'm going to go home and have some stew. Irish stew.
I was going to say, what's stew got to do with perfume?
Because it's Irish stew. You know, Irish coffee. Maybe I'll go have an, what's an Irish coffee?
Whiskey.
Okay, well, I think I'll pass. Although I did make some baked beans last weekend, and I have to say that I did put bourbon in them, and it was delicious. But all the alcohol cooks out.
You hope.
So you just have the bourbon flavor.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I smell. Smell really good. I think I'm just going to stay with myself all day.
I like that. Stay with myself.
I'm going to stay with myself all day long. Okay.
What have you got?
I'm all over the place. So I had some things that I saw in a magazine. Any of you you've probably heard me say this before. When I travel, I usually buy a First magazine or Women's World, because quite frankly, they're cheaper than the others. Magazines are expensive.
They are.
This First magazine, which is not like a People, is $6.49. Why is it $6.49 instead of 50 cents is beyond me, but the penny is supposedly disappearing.
Oh, that's marketing.
So this is going to be a problem.
It sounds cheaper.
It does sound cheaper.
Yeah.
There's a science behind that. There's really people. There is something you can read about this, how they price things. $20 sounds like less than $19.99.
When you go into a grocery store or a shop or whatever, do you normally... First turn right or left?
Right. I can say that immediately. I turn right all the time. Why?
Because that's part of the whole marketing thing.
Is it?
They know that you're going to go the right way. So.
Is that right?
Yep.
It's a very interesting thing. It's a very interesting observation.
Maybe we should have done that for the show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Future shows.
Coming up.
So in this book, it says there's a good reason to take a hot bath. Now, I know we like hot baths, right?
It's better than the opposite.
A shower or
cold,
no bath
cold,
at all?
Cold.
Oh, cold. Well,
yeah.
That's true. So it says here, soaking in a tub is very relaxing. But now British research reveals it's a boon for women with type 2 diabetes.
Hot baths?
It says it here. In the study, patients who regularly took hot baths saw improvements in insulin sensitivity Why, you ask? The researchers theorize that repeated hot water immersions boost the production of GLP-1, which is a hormone that helps the body use insulin efficiently. Hot soaks can also lower your blood pressure. So check with your doctor. Make sure you don't want your blood pressure really low. If you have heart disease, you don't want to lower your blood pressure.
This is for women, say.
Yeah, well, this
why can't it apply to men too?
Because the magazine is a women's magazine.
I know.
It's all about women, so
I bet you it would work. Well, wouldn't it, Mark? You gonna try it?
Mark doesn't have diabetes.
Does it matter?
I have to tell you something about Mark.
Should I close my ears?
No.
Go ahead.
He was asleep the other day and my granddaughter was over and we decided while he was sleeping, she decided to start combing his hair and pretending she was cutting it because we thought maybe he was awake, but he wasn't awake. So he was really asleep. So she said, let's paint his fingernails and his toenails. So we painted his fingernails and his toenails. And when he got up, we were making dinner outside. I said, come on outside. And he said, where's the stuff? I said, what stuff? The stuff to take the nail polish off. I said, we don't have any stuff. Where's the stuff? So he disappears. He finds the stuff. And he comes back out. And you know how sometimes red nail polish just doesn't really come off on the edges and
right,
stuff?
Right,
well,
right.
Well, this all happened over the weekend. Now it's the weekday. He still has the red around his toenails and the pink around his fingernails. And he actually went to church that way.
He didn't wear gloves?
He actually wore shoes. But he didn't wear gloves. I mean, why would you wear gloves in September?
Because of the pinkies.
Oh, so, you know, that's just a fun thing to do.
Sorry, Mark, I would never have done that to you. I'll have you know.
He was a good sport. Kind of. All right.
I have old-time home remedies by Reader's Digest that actually work.
Oh, good.
But I just want to say, in my mind, and this is only totally me, I think this means these kind of things are very gentle kind of remedies that don't really have the punch that medicines today have.
Right, like putting a slice of apple on a wound on your arm that needs stitches.
Right.
Yeah.
So
take it with a
grain of salt.
Of natural salt.
There you go. Sea salt if possible. Okay. And the first one I have is buttermilk, and I'm going to try this for age spots.
Oh.
Buttermilk, a rich byproduct of butter, contains lactic acid and ascorbic acid. One study showed that this combination lightened age spots more effectively than lactic acid alone. Apply to the spots with a cotton ball, then rinse with water after 20 minutes.
Really?
So I'm going to try. I've got some on my hands.
You did? But you have some buttermilk at home?
No, but I'm going to make some.
You have the age spots. I thought you had the buttermilk on your hands already.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if you can soak a Band-Aid in the gauzy part of the Band-Aid, put the buttermilk on there and put the Band-Aid on to help it just soak for the 20 minutes rather than having to sit with a blob of buttermilk on your arm.
Well, you might end up having a Band-Aid shaped peanut shaped thing on your hand.
You know, I have to say, I will admit this on the air to thousands of people. I did have an age spot on my hand and I did try lemon.
Yeah.
And I did try cream.
Yeah.
I didn't try buttermilk. But you know what worked?
What?
The dermatologist burnt it off.
Ow. Did that hurt?
No, you know what? It stings a little bit, but not bad at all. And it's gone. It's completely gone, and it never came back. Interesting,
because the sun had something like that for varicose veins.
The sun can make that those come back. You can get injections in your varicose veins. Did you know that?
My sister needs that.
You can get injections in those things.
Ouch!
I've never had them, but my mother-in-law did, long ago, and they disappear immediately.
Oh my!
The stuff goes in and boom, gone, just like that.
Talk to you later, sis.
I would do it. I'm right in line with you.
Okay.
Food swaps that stop pain.
Oh.
How about that?
Sounds good.
Replacing refined carbs, sugar, and saturated fats with whole foods can ease chronic pain, says scientists in Nutrition Research, and that is a magazine.
So sugar does not help the medicine go down?
No. Not even more than a spoonful.
Okay.
Not even any.
All right.
It says they found that pain levels were up to 48% lower in women who ate the most high-quality core foods, which are fruits, veggies, and unsaturated fats.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
You're in trouble? Okay. Compared to those who ate the least. Credit goes to information fighting compounds in these foods.
Okay.
So sometimes when you read this stuff and you see, oh, it lowers your risk of blah, blah, blah by 31%, or it da-da-da-da-da by 10%. I think to myself, that's not enough.
No, I want 100%.
And I know this says 48%, but 48%.
That's just at the beginning of it.
It's not enough. Yeah. So if you eat more, does it raise the percentage?
I have gotten really, really, everything that I buy, I look and see how much sugar is added.
You do?
You wouldn't believe. Everything has sugar that you wouldn't, even mayonnaise has sugar.
Yeah. Remember the app we talked about? It's called Yuka. People call it Yucca.
I did.
I used that a lot for a while, and then I kind of got on the, I kind of figured it out. But it, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's Y-U-K-A, Yuka. And it's an app.
Oh, I thought it was Y-U-C-C-A.
It's Y-U-C-C-A.
Well, I may be wrong.
But it's in your app store or your, what is the, game store on an Android?
Play Store.
And it's
or
free.
Galaxy
it's
store.
Absolutely free. You can upgrade, but it's free. And I used it free.
It's everything is so bad.
And I think it's a nonprofit. It's from England. And yes, it seems like everything is bad, but they definitely break down everything for you. So
tell you what's in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm, and it's very simple to use, and they don't go on and on and on and on like we do. It's very, very to the point, and it allows you to see substitutions. I just got an email from them about peanut butter, and it tells you what's the best peanut butter. Best meaning natural ingredients, you know, non-GMO, you, all the way, organic.
So which one was the best?
The best one was not, was, you know what? You chat. I'll look up that email,
okay.
And I'll have it for you.
All right. Comfrey for back pain. This medicinal plant has been used for centuries to treat joint and muscle pain. A study of 215 patients found that applying concentrated comfrey cream, that's C-O-M-F-R-E-Y, to the lower and upper back, reduced muscle pain. And you can buy it in health food stores and online. So it's easily gotten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you have back pain.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder what it smells like.
I hope it smells as good as your perfume. Because, and I'm looking and looking for this, and I think I might have deleted it like a jerk.
Aww.
Daily Hope.
Oh, doesn't she sing pretty?
Yeah. Yep. Can't find it, but I will continue to look.
I forgot what you were looking for.
I'm looking for the best peanut butter.
Yeah. I need to know this.
So here's... So I mentioned my granddaughter came over for the weekend, mm-hmm. and I had done some purging at home.
Yeah.
And one of the things I purged was this book I have in the bathroom, or the main bathroom, where the kids go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not that they can't go in the other one. It's just
yeah, right. Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so I have little books in there that you can read when you're there. So one of them is...
You're teaching them early, aren't you?
Well, one is Spot the Difference. So it's got a picture of something and then another one next to it, and you have to find the differences. And it goes from easy to very hard.
But do you notice that they seem to stay longer in the bathroom?
A little tiny bit. So that book has been in there a really long time, probably 10 years at least.
Oh, my.
So the kids have circled in it and all that, and it can be real challenging. So when I was purging, I thought, you know, I don't even know if they look at this anymore. It's been in here so long. There's a lot of circling. Tossed it out. Granddaughter comes over. Mima, where's the hidden picture book in the bathroom? And immediately I feel like a failure as a grandmother.
No.
I looked at her and I said, what? And she repeated and I said, oh, honey, I threw it out. She said, what? I said, I did. She's 10. I threw it out. She said, oh, Mima, why?
Because it was finished?
It wasn't really all finished. Oh, my gosh. So what I did was I went online and I bought this old farmer's almanac for kids. Oh. And I also ordered another Spot the Difference book because that's the part of me that feels like, oh, gosh. So there's some things in here that are pretty good.
Okay.
So... how long do honeybees live?
3 years.
Oh, do we know this? Let's see. The lifespan of a honeybee depends on its role in the season. Worker bees that are born in the spring and the summer live for 5 to 6 weeks.
Oh, my poor things.
If they are born in the late fall or winter, they can live up to 6 months.
Still kind of sad.
But here you go. Queen bees can live for 2 to 3 years.
Uh-huh.
That's the one you were thinking of. The
sure.
queen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's the queen. How about that?
I'll go with that.
Yeah. So we'll talk about bees for the next few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blisters. Blisters hurt really bad, especially on the back of your ankles when you get new shoes.
Yeah.
Petroleum jelly. The rawness from blisters can be painful enough, but chafing can irritate them further. Clean a blister with soap and water and then reduce friction by applying petroleum jelly to the inflamed area and keeping it covered with a bandage.
So the bandage is something I used to do, but I never thought of the jelly.
I never did either, but I'm going to try it if I need to.
If you need to.
Yep.
Yeah, because then I guess your shoe would just smush around. I guess you'd have to put a generous amount.
Just be careful it's not in your mouth.
Okay.
The blister.
Oh.
I don't think... Would that hurt you? Petroleum jelly in your mouth?
I don't think I would want it in my mouth.
No.
Ugh.
I'm trying to think of where you get blisters.
Back of your ankle.
On your hands.
Hands.
Yeah, okay.
Feet.
Those are good. All right.
Feet. Mostly feet.
Yep.
Yeah. Painful. You know how many honeybees can live in a hive?
2,000.
You are good. A few thousand to tens of thousand.
Wow.
It depends on other things, the time of year, the strength of the colony.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of bees.
That is.
You could have beehives in your property.
No.
Okay.
I have wasps and things, and they just, you know, I don't need to encourage more.
I wonder, though, if you had No, wasps wouldn't have anything to do with honeybees, would they?
No.
No.
That's a different species altogether.
Yeah. And if you're like me, because wasps sting. The honeybees
and
sting.
They hurt.
I wonder if it says here if they sting. It doesn't say anything about them. It says that they're our flying friends. Then if they don't sting, how come when you go to the hive, you have to wear the bee suit?
Yeah.
So they do sting.
I would say so. And I think I know somebody that has hives and doesn't wear the suit. And they came out okay, but it's like, I don't know. It must be something in their blood that the bees don't care for
they don't
or something.
Want it. I know that you use a smoker mm-hmm. to paralyze them for a while,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if that does it to all of them, because that smoker kind of goes to the opening, and as you pull out those trays, you keep smoking.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't think I'd want to try it again. I've done it, but I wouldn't want to have bees. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it me? It is me. Oatmeal, this is for you.
Yeah.
Oatmeal for bug bites.
Oh.
Oatmeal has a long history and equally solid biological basis for its anti-itch effects, says Dr. Adam Friedman, an associate professor of dermatology at George Washington School of Medicine and Health Sciences in
Venezuela, Arkansas,
Washington, D.C.
That was my next guess.
You can find creams containing colloidal oatmeal in any drugstore, or you can make a paste by mixing equal parts oatmeal and water. Apply it to the bite for 10 minutes, then rinse.
Huh. Huh. Oh. Huh.
She's having ear problems.
Yeah, my ear thing was weird. It was, yeah, weird. It's still weird. No, it's okay. You know what I'm going to say, right? About that.
Uh-huh.
I still hit my bites with a hairdryer. I mean, I don't hit it with a hairdryer. I blow the hot air on the bite, and it takes about a minute.
And, hey, what works, works.
And it works, but I would try the oatmeal. I wonder if you could put a cookie on a bite, an oatmeal cookie. Would that matter? It would stay better, and then you have a snack. Get a little snacky. You have a snack.
Okay. Yes, we are very close to a break.
We are?
Yes. I think that's not a bad time to... All right.
To take one?
Oh.
Here we go.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
How about this one?
No, not that one.
How about this one?
Yes, play that one really loud.
WTBR.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Ta-da.
And there you go. And we are back. And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And this is the second half of our show on Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. Thank you for listening. And Bev has true or false. How many are true and how many are false?
Two are true and one is false.
All right.
ASOS stands for as seen on screen. Fish cannot blink. And Prince William plays the guitar, piano, and cello.
Wow. It's between two for me. How about you?
I already knew.
You have the answer. I have another quote.
Okay.
This is... I think this is just from a person, nobody famous or anything. Person's name is Astrid Moresco from Fort Collins, Colorado. So this is real.
Okay.
These are questions you should ask yourself when it's applicable. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? Does it need to be said by me now? Does it need to be said at all?
Huh.
You got it?
Yeah.
Think about it.
There's a lot of people I know that could never follow that rule.
I think it's a really good rule. Because I think sometimes when you think you want to say something to someone, I think you might be emotionally charged.
If you have a feeling like, maybe not, then don't do it.
Don't do it. Questions. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? Does it need to be said by me now? Does it need to be said at all?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. If people followed that, that would make them stop and think a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be so refreshing.
Oh, yeah. It would save a lot of conflict, controversy, anger, fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe what you need to say, if you think about it for a while, you might pull back and say, okay, what's going to happen? What's the outcome if I say this?
Anger is on the tip of your tongue.
Or bad. I heard a lady in the store yesterday. I won't even say what store.
Doesn't matter.
She was on her phone. Oh, my goodness. Please, 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 everybody, don't have personal conversations on the phone when you're shopping. This was awful. This was loud. This was mean. Ended with a couple of Those words. And then followed with a second conversation with a different person.
About that?
With all of that. And some really nasty things said, and I was blown away. I was standing next to a young girl. We were both looking at something, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and we knew what we were both thinking by the look on our faces.
All I want to ask is, how long did you stand there and listen?
You know, I was looking at something that I had to look for sizes.
Uh-huh.
She was actually pretty far away.
And she was
that
loud?
She was so loud, I couldn't even see her.
Wow.
That's how loud it was. She was down another aisle. And I just think, let's just put our phones away when we're shopping.
You can use your phone if you're talking to a spouse or something about, well, do you want baked beans or do you want this or that?
Yes.
That's appropriate.
I found this shirt. What size do you want? Okay. Want me to get it for you? Great. Yes. Bye.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want me to pick up your child after school? What time's the bus show up? Okay. Yes. Bye. But this was an entire personal information. I mean, financial information that was going on. Mm-hmm. It was just, yeah.
Wow.
Keep it to yourselves, everybody. We don't want to hear it. And I won't do it either. I'll make the agreement that I won't do it either. But you know what is helpful?
What?
Green peas. Okay, I've talked enough. You go.
Did you say green pea?
P-E-A-S. Green peas. Green peas. Peas. Green peas, P-E-A-S, not green peas. Green peas is a whole other show.
No, but I'm talking, you're talking peas. About the vegetable.
Uh-huh.
What's so good about it?
Well, it makes you feel full longer when you eat green peas.
What if the opposite happens and you just chuck it up?
You would chuck it up? You're not a pea person? You're not a pee-pee?
No.
You're not a pea person?
I can eat pea soup, but...
Oh, really?
But not peas. I don't want to even see them on the plate.
Maybe the pea soup will help you stay full longer, because it's still a pea.
That's good, but you don't taste like peas.
It's right, but it's still in there. It's high in fiber, and it's high in protein, which keeps you full longer.
Hmm.
I make pea soup in the summer, in the winter.
You'll have to make me some.
I'll leave out the pork.
Yes, please. one bad thing is enough.
I will leave out the pork. Now that I know that you eat it, I will make extra and I will bring it.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
I'm going
to
forget. You know I'm...
Aspirin.
Yes.
For calluses and corns.
Ooh.
To create your own corn softening compound, crush 5 or 6 uncoated aspirin tablets into a fine powder. Mix the powder thoroughly with 1/2 teaspoon of lemon juice and 1/2 teaspoon of water. Dab the paste onto the thickened skin, lay a piece of plastic wrap on top, and cover the plastic with a heated towel. Remove everything after 10 minutes and gently scrub away the loosened skin with a pumice stone.
Get out.
Of course, you shouldn't try this if you are allergic to aspirin.
Oh.
just the byline.
So I've never had a corn.
Have you ever had calluses?
A callus is different than a corn.
Right. Corn, I think of your foot.
And it's a round thing. I think my grandmother had these. So... that's cool. I would try that if I had a corn.
Would you try it with a callus?
No, I don't really get. I don't really get calluses. I don't have a callus.
I've always wanted to play a musical instrument, but I don't want to. I can't never do it because you get calluses on your fingers.
I thought you were going to say on your lips, because I was thinking of a trombone or a flute.
No, I was thinking of a ukulele.
Yeah, you do.
Or a guitar.
You get, yeah. I think that's what they strive for.
And I see these people who play, and it's like, wow.
You know, we have a ukulele player in our band at church, and I'm going to have to ask him if he has calluses. And we have 2 guitar players, so I would imagine it's guitar players as well that get toughened up. They get toughened up.
Right.
Because I do think that the calluses help. We should ask James Taylor. Why don't I just text him?
You go right ahead and do that, girl.
I will do that. All right, you chat, and I will do that.
Canker sores. I think she's actually doing
mm-hmm.
Anyway, milk of magnesia for canker sores. There are ulcers of the mouth that can be caused by viral infections or injuries. To ease the pain, rinse your mouth with milk of magnesia or apply it to canker sores 3 or 4 times a day.
I would do that.
That's a lot of times a day.
Yeah, I would do that.
Milk of magnesia. Have you ever tasted it?
I have.
How is it?
It's not chalky. I think you can get a mint-flavored milk of magnesia.
Oh.
I haven't had it in decades, but I don't remember it as being horrible.
Like
if you take a tablespoon of fish oil, that's disgusting.
Blech. Now, canker sores, they're talking about the ulcers of the mouth, the ones that you get on your lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are embarrassing.
They are embarrassing. They itch. They are painful.
Yes. And I think you can use a medication called Abreva.
That stuff is so good.
And you put it on, I guess the sooner you catch it,
yep.
the better it is.
Yep.
So I have, as I was texting, I got this text from my husband. God love you, honey. I really. So... you know what? It's okay. It's okay. So he sent me a picture of something. I don't know what it is. It looks like a can of frosting. He's not home. He's visiting a cousin.
But is he still listening?
We're recorded, so he'll listen next week.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So he wanted to know if this frosting was... It's okay, Bev, really. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. If this frosting is good, so let me ask you, if you see an expiration date, July 31st, 2025, on a can of frosting, would you use it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
July 31st, 2025.
This is September.
I'd use it.
I know you would.
I would use it. Well, I should just tell him that. I would use it.
He was asking if he should use it?
Yeah, I would use it. Because it's probably got, what I should ask him what it is. Oh, here's my answer from James Taylor. Hi, Lynn.
No way.
Certainly, it always helps to have calluses on your fingers when you play guitar. Touching the frets is pretty painful at first, but after a while, the pain eases. Great. You must be doing your radio show. Ha, ha, ha.
No way.
Isn't that cool?
No way.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
No way. I don't believe this.
Good, because it's not true. Okay.
Oh, God. You almost had me. You almost had me.
I wouldn't. I would have gone on till the end of the show, but I can't. I can't because I get a lump in my throat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when you can lie that well.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty then. If you had 24 hours to spend, no responsibilities at all.
Okay.
You have nothing you have to do at all.
Uh-huh.
And I will add that cost is not an issue. So if it's something that involves money, it's not an issue. So 24 hours with no responsibilities, no cost issue, what would you do?
I would either watch football or read.
All righty then.
What would you do?
For 24 hours, if I had nothing, no responsibility, nothing to do for 24 whole hours, I would go to a cooking school for the day.
Where did this question come from, anyway?
Came from this first magazine.
Oh, okay. Do they have answers?
Answers? Yeah. This person would sleep and then plan the day with their girlfriends and having cocktails. And then this person says, I would spend the day with my family, my dog, and in nature. Not think about the to-do list, work, bills, housework, and all the things I should be doing.
I know that.
This person would put on hiking boots and connect with nature. And this person says, I would find a responsibility. That's somebody who can't turn it off, right?
Okay.
And then the last one is, somebody says I would be relieved.
Mm-hmm.
The last one says, reserve a room with a balcony and a garden tub. I would watch the sun set as my bubble bath was filling. Then I would settle into the tub, sip a glass of wine, and read a book until I was hungry. Then I would light a candle. I would order dinner from room service and be mindful of all the relaxation sensations.
I don't know if I want to go there.
I have a question about it.
What?
She's in the tub, and she ordered room service.
Uh-huh.
How's that work?
I
don't think that works for me. You've got to answer the door.
No, if it's a hotel, they got keys.
Oh, yeah?
Knock on the door and you say, come in.
Oh, really? Would you do that?
No.
No.
Unless they had a really good bathrobe.
I guess you could yell, leave it outside the door. But then you don't know if anyone's walked by with their dog while your tray is sitting out there.
With or without a dog, they might take it.
Okay. I still would take a cooking glass for the day.
But the one that kills me the most is I would find something to do.
I know. That happened to me just last night. I kept saying, I'm going to make a bird feeder. I make these bird feeders. You know that I make these bird feeders. And hours went by because every time I thought, okay, I'm going to make a bird feeder, something else came up that I thought I needed to do. And before I knew it, it was 9 o'clock and I am putting tomatoes in the food processor, making sauce. And I thought, this has to stop. Okay, put everything away. Chill out.
Relax.
And I never got to make the bird feeder. Not yesterday.
You got plenty of time.
I have plenty of time.
Time tea, speaking of time.
What is it? Time tea?
For coughs.
Oh.
That's T-H-Y-M-E for those who are asking. Time is a natural expectorant that relaxes the respiratory tract and loosens mucus. Blah, blah, blah. Studies have found that using time in combination with primrose or ivy relieves the frequency and duration of coughs. To make thyme tea, place 2 tablespoons of fresh thyme, or 1 tablespoon dried, in a cup of hot water, allow to steep, drain, and taste. Add honey if you want to.
Can you save thyme in a bottle?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's the one thing that I'd like to do.
Oh.
Do you know who did that song?
Jim Croce.
Yes, very good. I love the smell of thyme.
I've never smelled it.
There are people who have their lawns, there's not many, but I've run across some, that have tons of thyme. And it's cool because thyme doesn't grow really fast, so you don't have to mow as much. And when you do mow, it smells so good.
I like the smell of just the grass after it's been killed.
After it's been killed, okay. All right. Okay. Are we having a little trouble today? So hopefully when you all hear this, the holidays are really coming. There's a cute little thing that you can do. You've probably heard of it, but here, I'm going to say it anyway. With a child or a grandchild, you can make one of those snow globes. So you just get, it's so cool. You get a glass or a plastic jar with a lid. You have a hot glue gun. You get a little figurine, like a little Christmas toy that will fit inside. I don't know why she's laughing. Or a little plastic Christmas tree or anything. And you glue that little thing to the inside of the lid. And then you get some glitter and some distilled water, and you have to have some glycerin because that allows the snow inside to fall gently. And you get any kind of snow in the craft store, the little bags of snow or the glittery snow or whatever you want to get. And then you glue that little thing to the lid. You pour, and you can look this up, you pour the water and the glycerin and the snow inside, and you fill it all the way up to the top, and then you hot glue you put glue inside the screwy part of the lid, and then you screw it on, and then you let it dry, and then you turn it over, and you have a little snow globe.
Okay.
You have a memory.
I had a convention once, and I made 300 snow globes, and some of them didn't come out very well. People got black stuff on their fingers, but the ones that worked were pretty good. But if I ever see another one again, I think I'll just chuck it.
What a shame. I was going to invite you over to my house to make these.
No.
What was the black stuff?
There was some kind of glue or something I was using.
That turned,
and
oh, my goodness.
People were in gowns and everything else. And
no!
Yeah.
What did you put inside? What did you glue to the lid? What was the decoration?
I didn't glue it to the lid. I just put it inside. I glued it to the bottom of the glass.
Oh, so the lid was upright.
Right.
So that's good because it didn't leak. Well, I guess yours did.
Well, you know, a couple did.
What was inside?
I can't even remember that because I've been trying to block out.
You made 300?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's an awful, awfully, on a lot. That's many.
It took me a couple of months.
That's the kind of thing I love to do, though. If you said to me, hey, Lynn, I got to make 300 snow globes, I'd say, I'm in. I'll help you. I love doing that kind of stuff. It's a kind of an assembly line.
If I'd known that you're supposed to do it to the top of the lid.
Yeah, see?
And so the lid is on the bottom.
The lid's on the bottom.
Oh. Mm. Well.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That was an experience.
That was in the key, a key of being flat. That's funny.
You want to know how to get rid of hiccups?
I do.
Eat a carrot or some peppermint. Cover your nose and mouth. The extra carbon dioxide helps. Hold your breath for 10 seconds at a time for the same reason. Stick your tongue as far as you can. Stick it out as far as you can and wrap it around the bottom of your chin if you can help it.
Who can do that?
And hold it for about 20 to 30
like
seconds.
Like this, that.
That's it. That's
really wet. Ugh. That's not good.
Plug your ears for 20 to 30 seconds. If you can block your ears while you drink water, all the better. Stick your fingers in your ear and sip through a straw. Swallow something sweet or something sour. Chew up some dill or drink pickle juice. Breathe into a paper bag.
Do you have to do them all?
Your choice.
When was the last time you have had the hiccups?
It was a while ago.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you ever see on a talk show a kid that comes out that's had the hiccups for 4.5 years?
Oh, I heard something about that.
And they have some kind of special person on that's going to cure the hiccups during the break. And they take the kid in the back, and the kid comes back out and doesn't have the hiccups. You think that's staged?
Totally.
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 Yeah. So have you ever heard of a weather proverb?
Yeah.
Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning. A reddish sunset means that the air is dusty and dry. Since the weather in North American latitudes usually moves from west to east, a red sky at sunset means dry weather, good for sailing, is moving east. The dry weather is moving east.
Okay.
A reddish sunrise means that dry air from the west has already passed over us and is on its way east, clearing the way for a possible storm.
Oh.
That didn't make sense to me, but that's okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
True or false?
We're ready? All right. I think I've got it. No, I think I may have it.
ASOS stands for as seen on screen. Number 2, fish cannot blink. And number 3, Prince William plays the guitar, piano, and cello.
And one of these is false.
One of these is false.
I'm going to say number 1 is false.
And what would ASOS stand for, do you think?
As soon as always suspect other siblings.
I think we do that naturally.
What does it mean?
It means as seen on screen.
Oh, it does. So that one's true.
That one's true.
Ouch.
And fish cannot blink.
Oh, that one's true.
Prince William plays the guitar, piano, and cello is false, but King Charles does.
Ah. So he didn't pass anything on to his kid.
Not musically, anyway.
Oh. Let me try it again. And that is the end of our show.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you next time. Thank you.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.